It's going well. Training's going well at the moment. Started playing again in the last game against Blackpool, so it's going really well now.
Has it been difficult, being a bit in and out of the side? You came to the club, you're in for a couple of games, then you've had to be a bit patient.
Well, it's normal. It's another step in my career as well. It's never going to be easy, so I knew it was going to be difficult. New team, new players, get to know each other, get to know the club. So we're getting there now.
In some ways, was it a surprise then when you were thrown straight in when you arrived?
Yeah, of course. Thrown straight into the team. First game, I think I did quite well. Second game was not my best game, but you learn from it, so it's good.
And you've been pushed in that position as well, aren't you? Liam Palmer's someone who's been in the side throughout the season, and he's been dying to get that shirt back from you.
Of course, and he's doing really well as well. So now it's my job, to do better in training and to prove myself to the manager.
How do you assess the form at the moment? It's 3 wins from the last 4 games, and it seems to be a bit of momentum coming along.
Well, I think the team is doing really well lately. The pitches doesn't make it easier for us, but I think we adapt well, and we're getting the results last couple of weeks. So, yeah, we can look upwards now.
What sort of difference does the pitch make? It's easy for us to sit in the stands and say that it doesn't look too good, but when you're out there playing on it, what sort of difference does it make at Hillsborough?
Well, it's really difficult. It's really bubbly. Not a lot of grass on it at the moment, but with the new guy coming in, he said he was going to redo it. So next season, no. We have no excuses anymore, and we'll kick on from that.
Already looking forward to the new pitch then coming in over the summer.
Of course, I think every player looks forward to a new pitch. Of course, especially if it's in this condition. But we get the results on this pitch as well, so we can't complain at the moment.
Do you think it's been a positive not having a midweek fixture this week, to be able to kind of get on the training field, all group together again, and start over for this final push now for the end of the season?
Of course, it gives us a little break now to prepare for the game on the weekend. So I think this week has been really good for us.
What's your take on the push maybe for the playoffs at the minute? What do you make to the gap?
Well, the gap is pretty big, but in the championship it can go quickly as well, but we need to be realistic as well, and we need to win our games and see what happens then.
You'd be relying on quite a lot of other teams to slip up, wouldn't you, I suppose, if you were going to get in there?
Yeah, that's why. We just need to look at our own games and see where we end.
What's the message from Stuart Gray been on that, though? Is he still saying you can get there if you make sure you get the points? 30 points still available to play for.
Of course, he's pushing us every day, and he wants to win every single game, but I think everybody wants to win all the games. He's pushing us really hard, and it works the last couple of weeks.
Have you enjoyed working with him since you arrived at the club?
I really enjoyed working with him, of course. He's not a manager who stands on the side. He's like involved with everything, with the training and stuff. So at United, sometimes it was different as well, because they have coaching staff and everybody who gives the training. So he's not always on the pitch, but down here it's like he's every single day, he's on the pitch with you guys. He tries to speak to you every single day. So I think that's really good.
Does that keep you on your toes then? Because you know the man who's picking the team, he's stood watching you every day.
Of course, he's watching you every day. So how you perform in training, that will decide if you play or not.
In terms of this weekend, it's a game against Fulham, a side who are really scrapping for their lives at the bottom of the table as well. They've, some would say, got more to play for than you.
Yeah, they have more to play for. They're under pressure. We're not under pressure at the moment. So it's harder for them to come to Hillsborough, and it's not an easy play to come.
And I guess as well for you, it's just about trying to keep that shirt, isn't it? Like you say, back in the side, trying to make sure you keep a hold of it.
Of course, I want to play as many games as I can. And then, next season I want to get into that team for the whole season.
And there's already expectation for next season, isn't there? You mentioned the takeover as well. Lots of fans are already starting to get excited about the next campaign.
Of course, and not only the fans, we're excited about it as well. So it's a big change.
Do you think that's got into the squad then, that feeling of anticipation for next season already and the takeover, what that might mean in terms of players coming into the club?
Well, it will be better for the club as well. If he signs big players, well, you can only get better from it, and the competition is getting harder and harder in training to get into the starting 11, so it can only be positive for the team.
Players such as yourself will have to be at the top of your game then, won't you?
Of course, well, that's what you like as a player.